This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit, Parluis Inchpesek. How are you, Brian?
Oh, I am doing pretty good.
That's good. That's
not great, not bad. I'm doing good.
Well, that's how I am, too. And our Chris, I think he's under the flu a little bit, so he's under the weather.
Yeah, he's out and about. But then again, I mean, as you just noticed me coughing, pretty much the entire office is coughing right now.
We're in the studio. Don't get me sick now.
Something in the weather. I mean, you were coughing earlier.
I know. I think it's the damn sinuses from the Caribbean or whatever I got.
And then for us, I mean, the temperature's been going up and down. Up and down. And yeah.
Don't say up and down after my cruise
ship.
I'll get sick again.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, man, What bad news.
Yeah, I know.
Sib Hashian of Boston. Man, oh, man. I love that guy. I mean, I loved Boston.
Yeah.
And we tried, folks. I got to tell you, we were on the verge. I think within the next 2 months, we were going to get Sib on Armenia Proud.
Yes.
And it was right after this cruise ship or whatever that he was playing. I think we were... Brian was really close to setting something up with whoever his agent is and all that to get him on our show, and I think it would have worked out.
Yeah, I was so looking forward to having him on, but, you know.
You know, off the air, you told me that Boston was one of your drummer.
Yeah, I'm a drummer, and so, like, I connected instantly when I found out that that Boston's drummer for at least the first album was Armenian, and I was like, that's amazing. And I remember telling you just for a personal note for me, when I was learning how to play drums, you know, getting better and stuff, I was a couple years into it, I would listen to, you know, bands from that era, including Boston, and I would learn how to play drums from, like, the rock era, playing, like, More Than a Feeling, you know, on my drums while just cranking it in my headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, like, I tried to match him when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
playing
drums. I think a lot of teenagers tried to match him. And the thing is, Boston was so popular, and Armenia lost a great musician.
Yeah, great musician.
Yeah,
he was an amazing drummer in and of himself, and he continued on to do even like bigger things. I mean, he played with everybody, like Sammy Hagar and like a bunch of other rockers and stuff too. And, you know, but receiving word that he passed away this week, but he went out rocking.
Yeah, he died on stage, didn't he?
Died on stage. He was playing a set and collapsed, and then he died a little bit after. But, man, it's one of those things. You know, musicians, we'd love to go out in a blaze of glory, but.
And he did that. Sib Hashian, I think he was 67.
Yes, he was 67.
67. Rest in peace, Yakbar. And your music will live on forever. There's no question about that. And anyway, let's move on here. We're talking about music. We're talking about Sib. Why don't we bring Andy on? And Andy's got some great stuff that he could tell us about music that he's been looking forward to.
Let's see what he has.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, how are you out there?
Hey, Jonna, how's it going?
Everything is going good, my man. Everything is going good. We're kicking back, enjoying our Friday, and kind of looking forward to what band you got for us.
Yeah, you know, I always got something good in my back pocket.
You got it, man.
So I did some thinking since the last show, and when I was in Armenia, I think it was 2 years ago, I was in Yerevan, and there was this venue, there is a venue called The Venue, that's the name of it. And one of the nights that I was there, one of the artists was this guy named Rafi Semerjan.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent guitar player, excellent songwriter. He's actually from Los Angeles as well. and he has a project. I guess he used to operate under his own name, so it was just Rafi Semerjian, but now he goes by the name of his project, which is called Palm of Granite, kind of like pomegranate, the fruit, but it's a play on words. So it's palm, like the palm of your hand, right, of granite, like the rock.
That's so interesting, my man. Tell me a little bit about it.
So from my knowledge, it looks like he just features different musicians. It's kind of like on a, on-the-go basis, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right term. Basically, he'll have like a violinist at one show, or he'll have like a duduk player at another show. So it's a very interesting project he has going.
And definitely, what's his name again?
Very awesome. You guys should. Rafi Semerjian. I definitely can't spell that off the top of my head. But the band is called, I guess the name of his project is called Palm of Granite. I think I said it earlier. Palm, like the palm of your hand, of granite, like the rock.
Actually, we have a pomegranate, the fruit, from Rafi Menesian. And Rafi, we interviewed Rafi maybe about 3 months ago or so, and he does all production work out in Armenia and in L.A. He finds I'd love to hook you guys up sometime.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I told you. I wasn't just
going
crazy here. All right, so your man, he comes up with music from Armenia that's traditional music?
A lot of his older stuff from when he was releasing under just his own name, when it wasn't Pomegranate. Actually, I don't know how long that project name has been around, but I do remember he was releasing some material just under his own name, and it was just strictly fully in Armenian. It was very amazing. Now I think he's doing the Pomegranate stuff in English. That way it can hit kind of a broader audience.
Right. Sounds good. So how did you come up with it? How did you find him?
Like I said earlier, I was actually in Yerevan, and me and my cousin Lili went to a show at the place called The Venue. I had heard about it from a few friends. There was going to be like a rock night, but in general, it was just live music. So we went there, and that's where I first heard about him. So
tell me a little bit about that, Andy. The music, I mean, just going to the club scenes and so forth in Armenia, are they... I kind of looked at it as, you know what, these look like college bars, some of them, you know, where they're kicking back and enjoying music. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been all around, and I haven't seen all of the venues, but from what I have seen they're mostly bars or lounges. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything with, like, a huge stage or, I mean, crazy lighting or,
right,
you know, anything like that, so... Most of them are just at lounges or bars. I mean, they're relatively large places and they're very nice venues, but they're definitely not like these huge, you know, like Los Angeles venues, like the Troubadour or something where it's, you know, it's a large venue.
Right. I got it. Mostly too, is it like, when I seen it, it seems like jazz is real popular in Armenia too, isn't it?
I think there was a huge jazz movement.
Yeah.
Not sure what year, but it's definitely started maybe a few decades ago, and it's just kind of been lingering. So there's a lot of great musicians who've taken a lot of that jazz influence, and they've kind of made it their own and incorporated it, obviously, with the Armenian style. So it's absolutely amazing what they're able to do with it.
Beautiful.
Palm of Granite, I think they have a SoundCloud page. I'm not sure what the URL is, but if you guys look that up, you could probably come up on it.
Okay. All right. Hey,
I did think.
This is Andy's group here. This is the group we're going to follow. And Brian, you got it tuned up?
Yeah, got it. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Play it.
You look into the horizon, there's nothing up ahead. And you know that you were lying, kneeling there beside your bed. You're on your knees, you're begging, please don't turn us into ashes, 'cause we're hoping for the next one while this one simply passes.
I like it.
I like that, man. I could listen to that, like, just in the background, you know?
Well, you play a lot of Dungeons & Dragons.
So oh, please.
I can see you wearing a big robe, and it sounds like one of those medieval type of
Yeah, like a minstrel kind of thing.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, and they definitely incorporate the Armenian stuff in there, too. If you keep listening to the track, there's some Armenian elements that he definitely incorporated in there and blended it very well, might I say.
So are these guys, are they getting out of Armenia? Are they doing
They're
anything?
They're a Los Angeles-based band.
Uh-huh.
He does travel, and as far as I know, like I said earlier, I think he features different musicians for different shows, whoever contacts him or whoever he feels like, you know, would be a good addition to that show. So I think when he was in Yerevan, he had featured a violinist and a keyboard player, but I'm not sure what he does exactly here in L.A. I haven't seen him live down here yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll definitely keep our ears out for him. I think this is going to be interesting. He said they seem real mellowed out. You got something, Brian?
I just wanted to say the SoundCloud account is soundcloud.com/palmofgranite.
Palm of Granite.
So if you want to search for that.
Perfect, perfect. Hey, Andy, one of my favorite drummers passed away, man. Sib Hashian. Remember of Boston?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. What a hell of a band that was.
You listen to one of my all-time favorite drummers,
actually.
Yeah, yeah. What was that?
How did he pass? Was it like just old age, or what was it?
No, it was during a concert,
he was playing a set on a cruise,
right?
And collapsed mid-set and died later on. But he went out rocking. So
yeah,
at least he went out rocking.
Yeah, at least.
I think that's the way all us musicians want to go.
Dying on stage.
At least want to go out with a bang, you know.
Well, would be nice.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Something marginally exciting, you know.
Yeah. All right, what do you got going this weekend, Andy? Anything you're looking up? Any new bands or anything like that?
Not this weekend. I'm gonna keep it pretty mellow. There will be some shows coming up in the next couple of weekends, so I'm definitely gonna be on the lookout.
Excellent, excellent.
So, yeah,
and you know what, Andy? What I'd like also is bring some Armenian flavor into this. I don't know, maybe some folk songs to get our old Armenians in the mood for some patriotic music.
Definitely.
If you could find a couple of those out there, that'd be great, my friend. Well, I tell you what.
My favorite genre of music when it comes to the Armenian scene is definitely like the old Armenian, like Jorovotakan music, which is, I wouldn't even know how to translate that. It's just like, it translates directly to the people's music, but it's almost, they're really old songs that were made more modern over time, I guess you could say, with more modern instruments. But
I got to tell you,
I'll try to see if I can find anything like that.
I kind of like that. I kind of like the old stuff, man. I love hearing, I don't know. And you know what? I like that in American music, too. Some country music and stuff like that. I like the old twangy country, and I like the old Armenian folk songs. That, you know what? I don't know. I just think that it's part of our history, part of our culture. I kind of like that the way it is. That's just me, though. That's just me.
Yeah, definitely. They just incorporated some more modern instruments.
Yeah.
And they made it a little bit more modern, but it definitely still has that old folk vibe to it. I guess that's the word that I would use. It's more of just old folk music, but it's somewhat more modernized.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, I'll see if I could find some stuff in the upcoming weeks, and then we could share it on the show, definitely.
Definitely. That would be great. And you got any future gigs of your own? You got anything going with your band?
We're in the process of changing the name, and there's just a whole mess of stuff going on, but I'll definitely keep you guys updated on what's going on and hopefully get some of the Armenian community.
Oh, my God, Andy.
And stuff in the future.
Andy, I got something, man. Why don't our people out there just throw some names out? If you guys like it, you like it. If you don't, it's no big deal.
Throw some names out.
Yeah, throw some names out for your naming your band.
You can throw it on Facebook or Twitter, and then you can take a look at it and see if you like them or not.
Yeah, I mean, we're not just saying you got to take it or anything.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And we'd love for our fans out there to get involved, too. And
send in submissions?
Yeah, send in some names of some names for a band, and let's see if Andy likes any of them.
Pretty sure System of a Down's already taken, though. So
Yeah, System of Down's taken, though. Can't use that one. All right, Yechpar, I appreciate
it. Coming in Moscow soon, actually.
What's that?
I heard System of a Down is actually having a show coming up in Moscow next year.
Moscow. Wow.
Stay tuned. It's developing.
You know what, too, Andy? You can't believe this, but I think I have enough musicians right now from this show that I'd love to get something going like System of a Down did in Armenia like a couple days before April 24th. Right there, play free show. I mean, honest to God, everyone I talk to, they're like, we'd love to do it. We'd love to do it. I got to set this up one day. It'd be outstanding.
Of course.
It'd be great. All right, Yechpar. Well, you have a great day. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Hey, Brian, you know what, man? You know what got me thinking?
What?
I mean, he's talking about, what was the band's name again?
Palm of Granite.
Palm of Granite.
Yeah.
Well, I know that Rafi's been really busy, and I put it on our site.
Yeah.
I put it on. And you know what? I'm going to have you, Drew, if you can you give Rafi a call? You know what I'd love to do is ask him about, you know, he's got a band he's promoting right now, really bad. Right? And I'd love to give Rafi a shout. He did, our man Andy did mention Palm of Granite.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Palm of Granite's got a record label out too and so forth. And they got this one thing that Rafi's really pushing hard right now, and I'd love to promote it. If we could get Rafi, if we could give Rafi a call here, and that would be great. And, have him talk about that. I know this wasn't even on the agenda, but
it's unplanned.
Unplanned. So, do you have Rafi's number by any chance out there, Drew? Has it been?
It's been about 5 minutes, probably more.
I don't think that
you're not recording this, are you?
Hello.
Hey, Rafi, are you okay now?
I am good, Jono. Thanks, man.
All right.
How you been?
Not bad at all. What I want to do, Rafi, is we got a music guy, Andy, who brought in a band called Palm of Granite. And I said, you know what? I said, why not, after his little segment, why not give Rafi a shout and maybe have him promote his latest? Because you know what, Rafi, you've been really pushing this, and I hope the best for you. So I want to give a five to seven minute shout out to you. See what this is all about, and just have this in our segment as well.
Hey, I appreciate that, Jono. I'm ready to roll whenever you are.
Okay, so now we do have Rafi. Drew. We got Rafi on. Yes, he gave me a thumbs up. Rafi, how are you?
Hey, Jono. Hey, Chris. How are you guys doing?
Well, Chris isn't in today. I got Brian. Brian's filling in.
Yeah.
And this is Rafi Manishyan. And Rafi's part of Pomegranate Music. He's got the label and everything. Brian, you've heard a show in the past.
Yes.
You've been behind the board. So.
Yeah, I was behind the board at the time.
Yeah. So we've got Brian working right next to me on this one. Rafi, how you been?
I have been great, Jono. Nice to meet you, Brian, and say hello to Chris, obviously. I'm here in Yerevan, Armenia. I've been here for a few months teaching marketing over here at the American University of Armenia.
Beautiful,
and,
man.
And also been promoting and releasing some albums over the last year and a half since the last time we spoke. And things are good.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, our guy, our feature guy, one of our I'm getting better and better every time I'm having new segments. Now I got a music segment too. And Andy, he mentioned a band called Palm of Granite. I said, "Holy shit, that sounds like my guy." I gotta give him a call. I gotta give Rafi a call. And so, tell me a little bit about your band right now that you're pushing really hard on. I love everything about it, and I'd love to have these guys on one of my future shows.
You got it. Right now, I just released the third of three albums that I had been working on over the last couple of years. This particular release is, I think, one of the best that we've ever put out. in the 16 years that the label has been around. The name of the artist is Vigen Hovsepian, and Vigen has put out an album called Echoes, Revived Armenian Folk Songs. And what's really, really cool about this particular release is that it really kind of brings in a lot of really, really neat elements, such as folk songs that many people haven't heard in quite some time. In fact, there are some songs on here like Tal Tala, which is a traditional dance that was actually brought from Western Armenia to Providence, Rhode Island, back about 60 to 70 years ago. And a woman singer named Maro Nalbandian started singing it on the wedding and kind of Badahantes circuit back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Mm-hmm. And really that particular song has been forgotten until really Vigen has brought it back to life. And we've got a lot of huge, huge contributions from world famous oud player Ara Dinkjan, a Norwegian Spanish cellist, guitarist, arranger, and composer Hovard Enstad, the guy from Gata Band that was in that video with Joss Stone, Gadakin Adakelyan, and also some contributions from a very famous tar player, which is like an oud, but it's a little bit more tinny sounding, named Mikhail Voskanyan, in addition to two young but extremely talented and slightly famous duduk masters, Arsen Petrosyan and Hadatun Shikolyan. 12 tracks. We incorporate not only folk music, but some kind of cello music in there, some duduk music, but all of it is very contemporary. It's very, very listenable, and I think people are going to love it. And this kid's voice, he's about 29 years old. He really kind of cut his teeth on the Barcelona club scene, playing a lot of flamenco music. But when he came to Armenia, kind of blew this place up with his club shows here. And I signed him about a year and a half ago. And it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal album. And I'm going to send you a track. We can do a world premiere of one of the tracks on your podcast today.
Oh, my God. That sounds great, man. That sounds beautiful. And it's amazing you're saying all this, because on the last segment with Andy, I was just telling him how much I love folk music, and I don't like things changed around too much and all that. And boom, you're telling me everything, and I look like a dog that just seen a bone. I'm really excited about this one.
Hey, I'm glad, Jono. To be honest with you, you know, I've been at this thing a long time. Been 16 years, 18 albums, and you know, we've gone ahead and really introduced Gor Mkhitaryan, Hover Chamber Choir, Bambir, Yakovos Kolanyan, a lot of artists to their first couple of albums, you know, into the world music market. And with regards to Vigen, what I love about this album, and hopefully your listeners will love it as well, is it's folk music, but it's also very accessible. It's a lot of fun, and there's not a lot of kind of electronic music on here. It's very, very organic. It's very natural sounding, but it's also very relatable.
Love it, man. I tell you what, Armenians, I think we love that. We never get enough of it. And more complicated we get, more sophisticated we get with music, it's like, you know what? That's not bad. We like it. But this type of stuff that you're mentioning, it really just never goes away. It's something that, yeah, even in American history, that stuff, that twangy stuff, is pretty much over. But our stuff, still lives, and it vibrates more every time. So it's beautiful what you're saying.
Thanks, man. And I agree with you. You know, and I think you know, dance music, Robbie's music, music that has artificial sounds, I think it's great, and it has its time and its
no
place.
Question.
But that stuff kind of comes and goes, and I think what endures sometimes is the talent of the singer or the talent of the arrangement. And, you know, this stuff was basically sung and composed 100, 200 years ago, but what Vigen has done is he's made it contemporary with a lot of class. And it's got a lot of sophistication, and it's something I think young and old can enjoy. And And hopefully we're on the same wavelength on that, Jono. It sounds like we are.
No, we definitely are. And I'm going to definitely have Andy tune into it too and send him out an email and have him check it out. Have him listen to the show too and let him get his views and put it on his side as well. I think it'll be beautiful. We'll have a lot
awesome,
of people
Jono.
Listening into this, so I'm really excited. Anyway,
I wanted to say one thing,
yeah.
If you don't mind me saying. Sorry to cut in there.
No.
I think one of the cool things about this album is, you know, a lot of these songs, to be honest with you, have been almost adopted by Turks, if you can believe this.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of Turks that are very progressive and very open-minded have actually gone and recorded some of these ancient and not so, I guess, recent Armenian folk songs. And they've tried their best to mimic the Armenian language. In some cases, they've sung this stuff in Turkish. And I think it's great on one hand, but the danger of it, and I see this a lot on YouTube comments with other Armenian songs, is that over time, Armenians forget that this is in fact folk music, Armenian folk music. And Turks slowly but surely adopt the music and then actually think that it's theirs. So the reason why we put this album art in part, because it's great music, it's timeless music, is to reclaim and to remind people that this stuff, even though they don't have composers, they are folk songs. And guess why they don't have composers is because a lot of them were killed off during the genocide and previous to that. This is our kind of chance and our opportunity to reclaim music that hasn't been performed much or sung much recently and to claim it rightfully as ours, as Armenian.
Yeah.
And so when Vigan has gone ahead and selected these songs, he did it with that purpose in mind as well. And he put a contemporary folk touch on it so everybody can enjoy it. And so the next time when people, and you know, God bless any open-minded people out there, but to be honest with you, this is our music.
Our music.
And we claim it. It's our music, and we share it with everybody. We don't want it to be misidentified as Kurdish or Turkish or any other nationality, because it's not. It's our music.
That's damn beautiful, dude. I love you. I love you, and that's
you,
that's great. We're going to have this on our site, and let's promote it. Let's get them on our show. And by the way, Sib Hashian of Boston.
Oh,
how sad is that, dude?
That crushed me, you know, more than feeling that first album. And I think one of the great Armenians who had one of the greatest afros I've ever seen.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And you know what?
Let's just be honest.
I got to tell you, man, we were close to getting him on our show. If he knew something like this was going to go down, I guarantee he would have loved his legacy being on our show as well. So,
you know,
I mean,
it's funny. I've been going back into the archives listening to Boston's first, second, and third album, and I think he was just on that first album.
First album,
but
Boston.
That album was one of the great, you know, debut albums of all time. And
it was the one that cemented
Boston.
You
know, he was very identifiable.
Yeah, like Brian said, that was the one that put him on the map, basically.
Yeah.
Sure did, Brian.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. So when are you getting back to the States?
You know what? I'm going to be heading back at the end of May. I'll be spending the summer back in the Bay Area with my wife and thinking of some new projects. And then I'm coming back out here to teach marketing again and also hopefully produce the next album.
Right.
So, Jono, I hope we get a chance to see you out here in Yerevan and get a chance to sit down, have a drink, maybe watch and listen to some music, you know.
I tell you what, Rafi, I love watching games in Yerevan. Crawfish, are you going to eat unlimited amount of crawfish and beer, and you're looking at maybe about $11. $11.
You know what? Honestly, you can't beat that.
No
you
way.
You can't beat that. And you know what? If you're out here maybe at the end of August when I come back out here, or early September, maybe we can actually go to a sports bar watch a couple of NFL games as well.
I would love it. I would love it. And you know what? Armenia is so cool. Yerevan is so cool. People are just vibrant. I mean, everything about it, I just love that whole city now. I can't wait to – I just came off a cruise ship. I wish I would have went back to Armenia now. You know, it was nothing. I didn't enjoy it at all. I mean, everyone got sick and all that, but I don't want to talk about that right now. But, yes, we got to definitely plan an Armenia trip again, so it'll be great.
You got it, guys.
All right, take care,
good
Rafi.
Good to talk to you, John O'Brien. You take care, guys.
All right, see ya.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so that was Rafi. I knew I had to get pomegranate in there too.
Pomegranate.
It was great because Andy set that up perfectly, and he didn't even know he did that because I was thinking, how can I get? I keep forgetting something, and Rafi's been working his ass off trying to promote this, so it was a good way to get him out there too.
Good stuff.
Hey, folks, our next participant, you might say, our next
the
person
next contestant
from,
on Armenia Proud
is our very own Anush. Anush, how are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing great. How are you?
We are doing good here. We're doing good. I'm back from my vacation. It's good to be back in the studio. And
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you very much. Did you like the wine that I sent you?
I have not tried it yet. I'm waiting to get a few friends because I want to open all four bottles at the same time to do a tasting to give it a fully appreciation and examination and all, you know, to compare the varietals because there's such a great find. I haven't had, to tell you the truth, those varietals. Mm-hmm. So I want to make it a great event. So as soon as I do that, I'm going to give my full report on that.
Excellent.
But thank you so much. Thank you
well,
so
you're
much.
Welcome.
It's like such an exciting package to receive.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know what? It was just I thought it was an honor for you to even know Stone Hill. So when you mentioned that, I said, you know what, that is so cool. And you did a little research on it, too. I mean, 1854 or something like that for one of the older wineries in America.
Even before all the winemaking really started booming in Napa Valley, it was one of the first wineries in the United States and such a piece of history that's, I love it. I just, so
excellent.
Exciting.
Excellent. Well, keep us up to date on that as well. Okay. So, Anush, what do you got for us this week?
Well, today I wanted to talk about the health benefits of drinking wine. I have a lot of people asking me, you know, is the wine good for you? Is it not good for you? So,
My dad used to be so religious on believing that it, but I never believed him. So you got to fill us in.
So there was this saying, the French paradox, and the French paradox refers to like observation of the that the French suffer relatively low incidences of coronary heart disease, despite of having this relatively rich diet, and. They're attributing it to the red wine, and we can say that the red wine is the healthiest of all alcoholic beverages. Now, it's still alcohol, so I'm not saying that, hey, everybody start drinking, but it should be consumed in moderation. And if you are going to choose between, let's say, hard liquor or even the beer, they say that the red wine has more nutrients and more chemical compounds that can be actually beneficial for your health. Let's say take into account calories. Let's say we're counting the calories. So white wine, a glass of white wine has 120 calories. A red wine has 125, and this is average. A beer has 154, so 20, 30 calories
more.
A cocktail, gin and tonic has 170 calories. And margarita, a 10 ounce of glass of margarita, has between 500 and 680 calories.
You're kidding.
That's like a whole meal.
That's a meal.
Yeah. That's a meal.
Unbelievable.
So if you're going to, you know, so there's one already decision to do a glass of white or a glass of red, but the red is good because it has antioxidants, and scientists have found that the red wines have higher levels of polyphenols, antioxidants, and those, one of those big oxidants is called resveratrol. So I'm sorry, resveratrol. I always get the letters mixed up. So resveratrol in red wine comes from the skin of the grapes, and it is, it's like a powerhouse.
Hmm.
So it can, this resveratrol, they even make pills out of it. It's like a key ingredient in red wines and helps to prevent damage to blood vessels. It reduces the LDL cholesterol. The participants, there's like lots of studies, lots of articles. And so the participants who consume the same, they gave them the supplement of that resveratrol and the same grape supplement found in red wine. So it decreased by 9% their LDL levels in their blood for those who had high cholesterol. So that's one of your the studies. Also, it protects your heart. It lowers your chance of having a heart attack or a stroke. So those polyphenols and other oxidants, antioxidants in the red wine, can help keep the blood vessels flexible and reduce the risk of unwanted clotting. One of the PhDs mentioned that. And it also protects you against memory loss. So they suggest that do some crossword puzzles and brain teasers for your memory to exercise your brain, and then cool down with a glass of wine. It also cuts down on cavities. Red wine has antibacterial properties, which means fewer bacteria can attack your teeth.
Wow.
It protects against some types of cancer. And what else?
I'm going to drink wine every night.
I know. but here's the thing. It's in moderation. Oh, there was also one thing. There was another study that was done. The wine drinkers have 34% lower mortality rate than the spirit and beer drinkers. So that was one of other studies that I found online. Now, there's other elements included, you know, in these studies. It's not like, you know, if you go to the doctor, he's not going to tell you, okay, just drink red blood. But we know this from the history. We know this from Mediterranean diet, from the French. You know, you have a glass of wine with your dinner. It increases your, like, it gets your mood better. It gets you talk. It gets you have a great conversation, cooking with the wine. So it's just a combination of all those elements that, you know, make just everything more enjoyable. What else I had. So, yeah, I mean, those are all the...
Well, let me ask you this, though, Anush. I know what you're saying about wine, but can someone say, well, you know what, why don't I just eat grapes? Grapes is the wine, the red wine, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So can one just say, I don't need to drink wine, I could just eat the grapes? Or is it some sort of formula that goes into the aging and all that you've come up with all these great, these are great stats that we're hearing, Brian. I mean, this mm-hmm. is stuff that
yeah.
I love.
Yeah, no, I was looking it up, and the like resveratrol and other like flavonoids mm-hmm. that are in wine are some of the most power-packed things that you can put into your body.
Okay.
Exactly.
So good yeah. stuff.
For sure, if you don't want to drink wine, this is like for people who who love the wine and they don't know which one to drink or they like to. There is lots of other foods that contain this resveratrol, blueberries, cranberries. Yes, you can definitely eat the grapes, you know, all those things, all the dark and black berries have all those antioxidants.
I prefer the wine.
You can definitely. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'll go with the wine.
Definitely, like with a dinner, I would go with that. And plus, also the wine is a fermented beverage, and besides all the other compounds, the fermented beverages or foods are good for your digestion. There's been like a lot of studies done about the fermented foods, such as sauerkraut. It restores your flora. Kimchi, the Korean fermented cabbage. So, and wine is also one. And I think like kombucha, that the drink is also, it's a fermented like a mushroom drink. So that is another good quality of drinking the wine. But for sure, if you are not into wine, just have a bunch of those berries, fruits. You'll get all those good compounds in your blood.
Right. Well, that sounds great. I really think that not that you're enjoying wine now, but now there's some health benefits to wine that I think is great.
Exactly.
My dad used to say it's good for the heart and it's good for cholesterol. Now I don't know if he was perfect.
No, it is true. I mean, there have been lots of and like I mentioned, there's lots of studies that have proven that it lowers the chance of having a heart attack or a stroke. It lowers the person's risk of dementia by 23% over, you know, whatever the study they compared over the other group.
Mm-hmm.
So it says that it improves the blood flowing to the brain, which keeps it healthy and sharp.
That's perfect. Perfect. That's what we like to hear out there for Armenia's listeners that love the show. How about our wine? What do you got for us this week on the wine?
For this week, we are in the Lent season, so I talked to Mariam. She's going to talk about fish. So there is two types of wines that I'm going to recommend with a particular producer called Duckhorn. These wines are from Sonoma County, but they have also from Napa. So it's a Duckhorn Sonoma County Chardonnay,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be perfect with the fish. Layers of citrus, white peach, melon, a little bit honey. So in the aroma, in the bouquet. So that would be absolutely wonderful. And also a red, which also can go with fish. And those reds, the ones that go with the fish, are lighter, like Pinot Noir. So this would be, again, Duckhorn, Decoy, Sonoma County, Pinot Noir. And so it has nice raspberry flavors, a little bit smoky nose, a little strawberry. So it would be perfect with fish or with any other like vegetarian or vegan dishes, and of course with meat too if you are.
And where can you find this wine?
You can find them online. There's a website, wine.com. There is BevMo in here. They are pretty, you know, when I look into the wines, mostly I try to recommend something that's widely available. In the specialty wine stores, definitely they will have. I don't think they have it in Trader Joe's, but wine.com has it. Their website has it. They can directly ship to you. And they are not too expensive. They're around $20 to $22, both of them. So very affordable and great wine. Great winery. It's going to pair perfectly. And again, under our link to the podcast, I can write down the details and put the website of where you can purchase it from. And I'm sure Costco has it too.
Hmm. Well, that's beautiful. And what about the price range on this?
Between $20 to $25.
You can afford that, folks. $20-$25. You're getting nice wine with your fish, your grilled fish in the oven. I'm thinking it's oven. It's not fried fish, right?
I don't know. We have to listen to Mariam's pizza what kind of yummy recipe she has. I'm looking forward to it. I told her I'm going to make fish today, too. And I'm looking for inspiration and recommendation to make that tonight.
Right. See, the thing with, I should say this for Mariam, but I'll tell you too. I think what my mom used to do with the fish was there was so much garlic in that. She used to put garlic and all sorts of vegetation in the middle of the fish and throw it in the oven. And oh my God, it was unbelievable.
Oh, this sounds yummy. This sounds so good.
Yes, it was delicious. All right. And I guess we'll find out from Mariam. You got any plans for this week?
My baby turned 5 years old.
Oh, happy birthday.
He's not a baby anymore.
He's still a baby.
Thank you. His name is John.
John.
We're going to celebrate with family on Sunday. He's very excited. He's looking forward to the celebration. And, that's the plan for the weekend.
Okay,
good celebration.
The cake. Have we put a superhero on the cake? What type of cake we got for the little guy?
Oh, he's baking and cooking for him is so tricky. He is unfortunately have so many allergies to nuts and eggs that it's a challenge.
Oh yeah,
it's a challenge. But so the cake is going to be something super vegan without any nuts or eggs. But around it will have some. He likes Legos. He loves Legos, Ninjago. So I think the theme is going to be that.
Yeah, I still like Legos too. All right. Well, we will catch up with you next week, Anoush, and tune in. We're going to have Mariam on next, and we'll find out what type of fish she's got for us and how to cook it and serve it with your wine.
Sounds good.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I tell you what, Brian, that was some good stuff.
It was very enlightening, you know?
I feel
very informative.
I feel healthier now drinking a bottle of wine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go home and drink two.
Just one.
One. Okay. Just one.
She definitely said don't get crazy with it.
Okay.
All right. So one bottle of wine with the wife, I think will be all right. For you folks out there, it's time for... Anoush was so pumped up about what type of fish Mariam's got.
Yeah.
So we got Mariam. Mariam, are you out there?
Yes. Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. And Anoush described a great wine that's made for fish. And she said that you've got something very interesting, and she can't wait to hear it, such as our listeners out there. I'm sure we're all excited to hear about this big fish recipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, it's not a specific recipe. And we were actually talking with Anoush, and she did mention the Lent and how people eat fish on Fridays. And I thought it was a great idea to talk about fish. And excuse me, we don't usually... make a whole fish. We all buy the fillet of the fish, but I can tell you that if you never had a whole fish, you actually should make one because it tastes so much better than a fillet.
No question.
So, there are a few ways you can make it, and one of the ways that I grew up with was the barbecue. My uncles used to, they used to fish, and we always had fresh fish. You heard of the fish of Sevan, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I don't think that's even allowed to be fished for anymore.
Yeah, it used to be. Well, people used to get it, but it was a delicacy. But right now, it's I think...
The numbers are down.
Right now, I'm not sure. Yeah, yeah. But you can definitely substitute that with either sea bass or trout. You can use both of them.
Delicious.
And the grilling is actually so simple. You don't even have to use anything as long as you clean it, descale it, and clean the cavity of the fish. And if you can, you know, if you can buy those grill baskets that you use to grill the fish, that's a great way of grilling it. And just put inside the basket and put it on your grill 10 minutes aside, or you don't even have to flip it. Depends what kind of grill you have. And it's so delicious. I mean, the skin on, bone on, it's just, I don't know. I love it that way. And it does go really well with the Chardonnay or any kind of white wine that you like.
Right, right. Do you bring some vegetation into it? Do you put some things into it? Like I mentioned to Anusha, I loved the way my mom would take a foil pan and take this big fish, and she would plant garlic all inside of it with parsley and tomatoes and stuff, and then fold it back up and then put it in the oven. It was outrageously delicious.
Yes, yes. My grandmother and my mom to this day, she still does that. My mom puts fresh herbs there, like parsley and the other one. Tarragon is another one that we use a lot in Armenia for fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the classic way of making the fish inside the oven. And you can even wrap it with lavash. Did you know that, the fish?
I did not know that. And put it in the oven?
Yeah, so you take a lavash, a big one, and you brush it with melted butter, and then you put the fish inside. You kind of wrap it like a burrito, and then put it inside the oven, on a tray, of course.
Right.
And that tastes so good. It really does.
Oh, boy.
And the lavash crisps up. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. Because right now, in our time, it's lunchtime. So Brian's looking at me like French toast right now.
You said butter and fish. That's a great combination.
Yeah. Melted butter. Yeah, I know. It's really,
yeah.
Well, it's lunchtime for us too, so it's 11:30 here.
And one other thing is we love to always have potatoes. We always used to put like potatoes around the foil too and get that going with the fish. It's outstanding.
Yeah.
So I guess there is something between the wine, the way Anush made it sound. The wine plays a big role in the fish. I think they go hand in hand.
They do. Actually, white wine goes really good with fish. And I personally love Chardonnay, so I always Chardonnay is my favorite. So I love.
Well, you're going to have to check out, listen to the show, and see what Anush suggested with your fish. So it's going to be interesting.
Oh, that's great.
That is great. Anyway, what do you got going this weekend? Anything?
This weekend, anything? Well, I haven't planned my weekend yet, but my husband and my son are going to a basketball game. Clippers. And then we're going to meet somewhere for lunch. And then it's just family, Jono, with family, nothing else.
Family, beautiful.
Which is the best thing.
You know what? That I love more, just being around the family and kicking back. That's beautiful stuff. All right, then. All right.
What about you guys?
Me, I'm still recovering from the cruise ship that I was on. It wasn't.
Oh yes, you were on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Everyone was sick. Everyone was sick, Mario. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable because we had the first 2-3 days, my little one, the 7-year-old, came down with a bad temperature, so we couldn't go anywhere on the Orlando. We had to stay inside the hotel and take care of her because we got to get on the cruise ship like 3 days later. And so we nursed her back, and then we get on the ship, and then the 16-year-old decides to have an ear infection. And the poor thing was ear infection, man. That is, I'm telling you, Brian, that's got to be the worst.
Yeah,
Yeah, I get them all the time, and they are horrible.
You get them all the time?
That's not normal. I get two or three a year, actually. I'm very susceptible to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ear infection for adults? Really? I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know it either.
Yep.
Maybe I have a show on you.
I'm weird. I know exactly what causes it, too. It's just that I get them, and they're usually pretty mild, but yeah, they're super annoying. I ruptured my eardrum twice last year.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Those were just extreme cases, though.
Yeah, and so she was in the cabin, so one of us had to take care of her. And, you know, it wasn't really – and then my favorite island was called Grand Turk, believe it or not. And I'm standing right there looking at the sign. I go, I can't believe some Turkey on the moon. And, I mean, it drove me insane. Yeah.
Speaking of Turk, I posted something on my Facebook page, and I would really like you to go there and watch that. It's a documentary, six episodes, and just watch, and we'll
talk about
that
site?
It's on my site, yeah.
Put it on, let's get it on Toast to Armenia. I'd love for everybody to see that, too. So.
Yeah, I'll share that, and it's very interesting, yeah.
Beautiful. We'll see that one as well, yeah. So Grand Turk was, the water was clear. It was beautiful. We stopped at the Dominican Republic. Not so water beautiful and not so anything that stood out. So, but the Grand Turk was it. And, they only let you stay off the ship for, till about 6-7 hours. Then you got to go back and... I didn't think that was plenty of time. You know what? I'm not doing it again. I'm done. Next cruise ship I take, I want with all Armenians and, sitting around, listening to some Tutujian, George Tutujian, and getting crazy and drinking Oli. They call it Oli. I call it vodka. My Oli is different from their Oli. And I keep, I argue with my friend Garik. He's Armenian, and he goes, this is Oli. I go, no, that's actually vodka. Mine's Oli. And so, any case, who cares?
Everyone's my grandfather used to call it Arak. Araki?
Yeah, Arak. Arak is,
Yeah.
It turns white. It's from Lebanon. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So that's our fish then. We grill it on the outside and bring it in and serve it right there with the wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds great. All right. Take care, Marianne. We'll talk to you later.
All right, guys. Bye. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Well, that was Marianne.
That was great.
Yeah. I got the wine now. I got my fish. I'm rolling.
I definitely want fish now.
Yeah. I don't know about the whole grill thing though. I like it inside
really?
The
I
oven.
I love grilled fish.
I've had some bad luck with it though, Ryan, because it falls apart.
Oh,
that's my problem. I never have that screen really tight, and it starts falling apart, and it falls in my fire, and then I'm a pissed off guy.
I mean, normally when I'm talking about grilled fish, it's usually like foil packet. You know, like you put
in
the butter, lemon, a little bit of, you know, maybe some thyme or something.
No, that sounds good, too.
Wrap that all up and then just stick it right on the grill.
You see, that sounds good, too. But that's the same concept as having it in the oven.
It's a slightly different cooking method. And with the grill, though, you do get a little bit of that smoke and, you know, that kind of flavor added into
it. Right.
But, yeah.
But I think the way she mentioned it, was those two flaps that come across each other and the fish is in between.
Yeah.
And if not tight enough or something, the fish can fall off. And I don't know. I'm okay with it, though. I can't wait to try it. Well, you know what? That's our show for this week, my friend.
It was an amazing show.
Yeah, we had a lot of people on here.
You know, I'm partial to the music stuff, but that was great stuff.
Yeah, and folks, lineupmedia.fm, we've got some great shows, and you can catch armeniaproud.com. We've got all the past episodes, and you can also go to armeniaproud.com and check out Amazon on your right-hand side. Click on Amazon and shop away. We get a little bit of love back. Nothing to write home about, but it's still something out there that we've got Amazon, and that's something big for us. So we appreciate that.
That we do.
All right, my man. That's our show for this week. Thank you so much, Brian, for being on.
No problem. I love it.
All right. Get not set. Seb, Kisher Party, my friend. Good night. And Brian, you got to play his music. Let that be our fade-out music this Here. Time around.
Let's do it.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. Find the show online at ArmeniaProud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at Facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or Twitter at ArmeniaProud. Get all of our podcasts now at LineupMedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.